Item 10B, reviews draft saltwater intrusion letter. I'm wondering if we should... Okay. We'll take public comment, but I'm wondering if we're going to have to bring this back at the next meeting because we don't have a draft yet.
Yeah, you don't have a draft. I'm not going to present a draft tonight. I understand the frustration, but I want to absolutely make sure that everything that goes in that is 100% accurate. And so there's still some more people I need to consult with, but I will have to draft it from the deal. So, Jeff, do you want to wait, or do you want to...
You want to speak tonight, or we're going to hear it on February
8th? I'll make some remarks this evening. Okay. Likely be back.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah. The seawater intrusion. This is a genie that is very difficult to put back into the bottle, but needs to be done. And over a year ago, this board, composed differently, directed staff to write a letter on this very topic. This is over a year ago. In the meantime, the seawater intrusion has been discussed as if it's fact. This has been heard at last Thursday's LAFCO discussion of the Los Robles del Mar project. They talked about seawater intrusion. It's been at the Planning Commission at the county. You've heard about it in the context of the Pomo Santa Maria waterline intertide project. Last night at the Rio Grande City Council, they had a discussion about water, state water in that instance. Their staff report referenced seawater intrusion. Excuse me. This genie, again, must be put back in the bottle. It is a fiction that seawater intrusion ever occurred here. There was one sentry well that was questionable, and you've seen photographs of that. Since then, it's been repaired. And the notion that one test and one well, or two tests at one well location, was the basis for launching the whole Central Coast or the CCWA pipeline capacity exchange that was being discussed a year ago. So a lot of this, at the Water Resources Advisory Council, a letter was introduced. This is a form letter. This is kind of the genesis of this whole thing in some ways. It's a letter that was dated November 24th, and it was signed by Barbara Mann at the time. And this is a form letter. The same letter, verbatim, was sent by Aurora Grande, Pismo Beach, and Grover Beach. Same letter, exactly. And let me read a paragraph. Because of this potential threat to groundwater quality in the Northern Cities management area, the members of the Northern Cities believe that the best approach to mitigating this threat is for the urban agencies to move groundwater extraction away from the coast and to substitute other water sources where available in exchange for groundwater extraction. Well, who has the most groundwater closest to the ocean? Oceana. And in fact, this whole idea of seawater intrusion threatens your ability to access your 900 acre feet of entitlement. And I think that's a problem for this district in the future if it plays out this way. So I guess that's my 3 minutes. So I will sum up on that. And then item C, I would like to make some brief comments on right. Item C as well. Thank you,
Mr. Edwards. Is there any other comment on 8 or on 10B? Excuse me.
Just to move it next week.
All right.
Next
we'll just move that table or put it on for the February 8th, 2012 agenda.
We need a motion and a vote.
Okay. Is there a motion to table this until the February?
I move that we table item 10C.
10B.
B. Excuse me.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Can we get a roll call vote, Carolina?
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes.